All right, it's time to get the details on this bass tournament coming up in Escanaba this weekend. We got Scott Cormier from Hilltop in Escanaba. Welcome back to the show, Scott. Thanks for your time.
Hey, no problem, Adam. Thanks.
Well, we're anxious to get the details on the tournament. I want to hear what it's all about and then get to a fishing report from you and some recommendations. So let's start with the basics of the tournament. What is this tournament, first of all? Who puts it on?
Well, actually, it's Cabela's North American Bass Circuit. It's actually the people that put on almost all the walleye, big walleye circuits that are in the country right now. They own the NABC, which is North American Bass Trail. They're out of Minnesota, actually, and Oklahoma. So you're going to have a lot of teams from all over the upper Midwest. They put a bunch of great tournaments on. I fished this circuit for years. This year, unfortunately, we couldn't do it because of some scheduling conflicts. But it's going to be a great tournament. And the weather is going to be outstanding this weekend for these guys.
Well, there's a lot going on in Escanaba for fishing, just in general in northern Lake Michigan, your area. Salmon tournament out of Manistique, where it sounds like everybody's going to run to Fairport. There's a walleye tournament going out of Escanaba. Where is this tournament going to be run out of?
This is going to be taken off out of the Escanaba Yacht Harbor. Takeoff's going to begin about 6:30 a.m. or first safe light in the morning. They start weighing in at 3 o'clock. They're going to have a big stage set up, big trailer, all the stuff down there for people to look at. So it's a good time to watch all these fish get weighed in. It's going to be largemouth and smallmouth bass, 14 inches and bigger. The teams are allowed to weigh 5 fish, and they can fish anywhere their boat can run. So some of these guys are going to be making some runs down to Wisconsin waters, out to some of the bigger islands out here in the middle of the lake. So I think their weights are going to be pretty big.
Wow. So let me ask you this. The weigh-in is going to be at the yacht club, you said, in Escanaba, right?
That's correct, yes.
Is it going to be like what you see on TV for Bassmasters, where, they're bringing these guys up on stage with their fish and they're holding them out to the crowd, kind of getting everybody pumped up?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The NABC runs a great, great tournament. So if you've ever been to an MWC tournament, it's the same people that run those. It's the same trailers. So you're going to be rowing across the stage with the fish, showing off the big fish. Shimano's going to have a live release boat there, so the fish will be able to get put back into bait and knock. It's a great, great time.
And to get into this tournament, do you have to qualify to do this, or?
This is actually a circuit that the guys are fishing, so it's $800 a tournament. There's 6 tournaments a year. They have a national championship every year. But most of the guys, like I said, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Missouri, you get a good draw for this circuit for the upper Midwest.
Do you expect the northern Lake Michigan waters to not disappoint these guys?
Yeah, I'm truthfully putting the winning weight, I'm guessing right now, but I'm putting it between 25 and 26 pounds for 5 fish. I think a 5-pound average is going to be actually what it's going to take this week, and the fish are really, really doing good. They're in wolf packs right now. I really see somebody busting a big bag. We might even see 30 pounds.
Wow.
And we've seen that once or twice, actually, in some of these tournaments where the guys have come in with a 6-pound average, and it's been done on bait and knock a couple times. So I'm guessing about 26 pounds, and you're going to see a big fish up in the high 6s, I'm sure.
Tell the folks how to get to the weigh-in and what time it is on Saturday if they want to go get all pumped up for this.
Sure, if you want to get down onto Ludington Street, going down through the main area right down here in Escanaba, all the way down to the end of the Escanaba Yacht Harbor, you're going to see the tent set up, you're going to see the trailer. It's going to be in that big grassy area right across from the park there. So come on down and visit and see what the guys are going to be bringing in.
That should be a lot of fun. All right, Scott, can you hang around with us? I want to continue this conversation in our next outdoor report and talk about the actual fishing. Talk about the areas they're going to fish, what type of structure, and then obviously what you think is going to be working really well for baits this weekend.
All right, sounds good, Adam.
Scott Cormier from Hilltop in Escanaba and professional bass fisherman, and he'll continue with us later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.